Today is Friday, May 22nd, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how your morning hormones, sleep quality, and everyday chemical exposures are all speaking the same language, and what that means for the choices you make today. Here's something worth sitting with for a moment. Your body is not waiting for a perfect plan or a dramatic overhaul. Right now, as you listen, it is doing everything it can to repair, regulate, and restore itself. Your job, and honestly, the most empowering thing you can do for your health, is simply to stop getting in the way and start giving it a little more of what it already knows how to use. Let's start with something that might change how you think about your first hour of the day. According to a physician panel discussion on morning health habits, the window between waking and roughly 10 in the morning is one of the most physiologically active periods of your entire day. Several key hormones are all in motion at once. Cortisol, your body's natural wake-up signal, is peaking. Insulin, which governs how your body handles blood sugar, is coming online. Dopamine, your motivation chemical, is building. And melatonin, your sleep signal, is supposed to be fading as light arrives. Building on that, and here's a detail most people miss, you lose roughly 500 milliliters of water overnight just through breathing. That's more than 2 cups. By the time your alarm goes off, your blood is naturally thicker, your circulation is less efficient, and your body is already mildly dehydrated. This is why drinking water before your morning coffee, ideally with a small pinch of salt or a low-sugar electrolyte, is not a wellness trend. It's a direct response to what your physiology actually needs. Coffee, the panel noted, is a natural diuretic, meaning it encourages your body to lose more fluid, which compounds the dehydration you're already starting with. The panel also connected this morning pattern to something worth understanding without alarm. Cardiovascular events peak between 4 and 10 in the morning, precisely because of this combination of thicker blood, rising cortisol, and dehydration. Knowing that makes early hydration feel less like a habit tip and more like genuine self-care. Now let's talk about sleep, because almost everything else in this briefing rests on it. Both the physician panel and Dr. Eric Berg's habit rating discussion arrive at the same conclusion. Sleep is not optional maintenance. It is the foundation. According to Dr. Berg, even a single night of poor sleep can temporarily impair the way your cells respond to insulin, a state called insulin resistance, where your body has a harder time managing blood sugar and can trigger cravings for sugary or salty foods the very next day. The physician panel rated getting 7 or more hours as a 10 out of 10 health priority. Deep sleep, they explained, is when your body repairs tissues, resets hormones, and clears cellular waste. If you've been running on caffeine and willpower, this is a gentle invitation to look at that honestly. And here is where stress enters the picture, because it is more connected to sleep and to body composition than most people expect. Cortisol, that same wake-up hormone, when chronically elevated from ongoing stress, keeps insulin elevated too. And elevated insulin tells your body to store energy as fat, particularly around the midsection. Dr. Berg described cortisol as the most underrated fat-storing hormone, and the physician panel reinforced this from a different angle. Chronic psychological stress, including the kind that comes from reading distressing news first thing in the morning, drives chronic inflammation, which they linked directly to cardiovascular disease and accelerated aging. The antidote, both sources agree, does not have to be complicated. Long, gentle walks were specifically highlighted as more effective for cortisol management than any stress app. Morning sunlight exposure, even 10 minutes, helps normalize your cortisol curve naturally, fades the remaining melatonin from your system, and resets your body's internal clock. You can combine the walk and the sunlight, that's free. And it works. Let's shift to something that might surprise you, the way your body already heals itself, and a molecule at the center of that story. Justin Gardner, founder of Active Skin Repair, speaking on the Ben Greenfield Life podcast, explained that every time you get a cut or scrape, your white blood cells release a molecule called hypochlorous acid. Think of it as your body's built-in disinfectant. Medical-grade versions of this molecule, produced by running an electrical current through a salt and water solution, are now available in topical form with FDA clearance for use on open skin. According to Gardner, It eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, viruses, and fungi within 15 seconds of contact. More importantly, it does not create bacterial resistance the way antibiotic-based products can, and it does not destroy the growth factors your body produces to rebuild tissue, which hydrogen peroxide and alcohol do. He also noted that Neosporin causes allergic reactions in up to 20% of users, while properly formulated hypochlorous acid has no documented allergic reactions. The larger point here is this: your body has remarkable built-in repair systems, and many of our everyday product choices either support those systems or quietly interfere with them. That brings us to Dr. Shayna Swan's research, and it is some of the most important work in reproductive and hormonal health right now. Dr. Swan is a reproductive epidemiologist who spoke on the Dr. Hyman Show, and what she shared is both sobering and genuinely hopeful. Data from the CDC's large-scale NHANES study, think of it as a national health snapshot, found a class of chemicals called phthalates detectable in nearly 100% of the U.S. population tested. Phthalates are the chemicals that make plastic soft and flexible. In the body, they act as anti-androgens, meaning they lower testosterone, and that affects both men and women. A separate class called bisphenols, found in the lining of most tin cans and on thermal paper receipts, mimic estrogen. Now here is the hopeful part, and this is what makes Dr. Swan's work so worth paying attention to. Her pilot study, published in a peer-reviewed journal, found that urinary chemical levels dropped to non-detectable from quite high starting points in multiple participants after a 3-month lifestyle intervention focused on reducing plastic contact with food, choosing safer personal care products, and avoiding synthetic fragrance. And during that same 3-month period, 3 of 5 couples with unexplained infertility conceived. That is not a large clinical trial, but it is a powerful signal that your exposure level is not fixed. Small, consistent changes add up meaningfully. Her most actionable suggestion was also one of the simplest: never microwave food in plastic containers. Transfer leftovers and pantry items to glass or ceramic. Free glass jars from pasta sauce or pickles work perfectly. And if you want to go further, the Environmental Working Group's free Skin Deep app at EWG.org lets you check the safety profile of your skincare, shampoo, and cosmetics. Ingredients to look for include oxybenzone in sunscreens and parabens in moisturizers, both flagged as potential endocrine disruptors. Finally, let's zoom out to the cellular level because there's a beautiful piece of biology that ties all of this together. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and co-founder of string field theory, speaking on The Diary of a CEO, described the structures called telomeres, the protective caps at the ends of your chromosomes. Think of them the way you'd think of the plastic tips on the ends of shoelaces. Every time a cell divides to repair tissue or fight infection, those caps get a little shorter. When they fray, the cell loses its ability to divide properly. The scientists who discovered this mechanism received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 2009. Approved therapies to address telomere shortening don't yet exist in mainstream medicine, but the lifestyle factors that research consistently links to slower telomere erosion are exactly the same ones that have appeared across every source in today's briefing: regular physical activity, managing chronic stress, quality sleep, and an anti-inflammatory diet rich in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and omega-3 fatty acids. Your choices today are not abstract investments in some distant future. They are conversations your cells are having right now. Before we close, a brief and important note. Everything in this briefing is educational and informational only. It is not a substitute for personalized medical advice from your healthcare provider. Please speak with your doctor before making significant changes, especially if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, managing diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, or a hormonal condition. If you experience chest pain, shortness of breath, or heart palpitations in the morning hours, a wound that isn't healing, persistent fatigue, unexplained weight changes, or any fertility concerns you've been managing without support, please reach out to your provider. Having that conversation sooner is always the empowered choice. For today's simple, cost-free wellness step, when you finish listening, drink a full glass of water before you do anything else. That's it. One glass of water, before the coffee, before the phone, before the day takes over. Your body has been working all night, and it is ready to be met. Thank you for spending this time taking care of yourself. That's your functional health briefing for today. Come back tomorrow. Your body will be worth showing up for. You've got this. Take care of yourself.